Hallelujah, may the grace of God be with our brothers and sisters.
It
is indeed a blessing that we can keep the Sabbath together. For the last 3 weeks, I was in a pioneering area in Africa.
在过去的三周，我是在在非洲的我们的
开拓区
工作。
Definitely, I experienced the grace of God when I was there.
在我在那里的时候，也感受到神的恩典。
Even though we make a lot of detailed plans into what we are planning to do, worker seminars, pastoral and evangelical works.
我们去的时候已经有做很详细的规划，像是要举办怎么样的的讲习会，怎么样的训练的工作。
But it's by the grace of God that these work can be done smoothly, can be carried out smoothly.
但是是因为神的带领跟他的恩典，我们才有办法这么顺利的完成这些工作。
The first day I arrived there.
我到达了第一天。
There was brothers to receive me in the airport.
那有弟兄来机场接我。
And then we took the taxi to go into the town where we have reserved a lodge.
那我们就叫了一个计程车，然后我们到城里面来用中餐。
But even right before we arrive at the lodge,
那我们在到达这中餐地点的时候
，I receive a call.
我们接到一个电话。
There was a great protest in the city.
那这个城里面有很多人在游行。
Because they just had an election in the country.
因为他们最近才刚选举而已。
And then there was some disputes, political issues.
那他们当时就有一些政治上的一些纷争。
So there was a great number of people gathering, and actually we were not able to go into town.
那个时候就很多人聚集在城里面做抗议的游行，所以没有办法进城。
But it was a good thing that we received the call before we go into the city, or else we would have been stuck there, and it would not be a good thing.
但是还好是我们在进城之前就已经接到这样的消息，所以我们就不会被卡在城里。
So we were able to reserve a lodge just outside of the city and able to continue with the work that we planned for the next day.
所以我们就把居住的地点就移到城外，那我们就可以继续我们的做工。
And then there was another time when we were visiting a member in the northern region of the country.
那还有一次是我们拜访住在比较北边的一个信徒。
After visiting the member, we're going back to where we stay.
那我们拜访他之后，我们还要回到我们住的地方。
But when we walk out to the from the village to the main road,
但是我们从这小村庄走出来到路上的时候
，we found there was a great number of people gathering for protests.
我们发现那又有一群人聚集在那里在抗议。
We were unable to pass through the main road.
我们没有办法从路上开过去。
Just when we were wondering what to do.
就在我们不知道怎么办的时候
，All of a sudden, a car appeared.
就突然有一台车出现
，asking our member for direction.
就来问我们信徒的方向。
Whether if there is a detour through the villages that he can pass through to get into town.
他就问说有没有什么地方有另外一条路可以走到城里。
So our member said, "Yes, I can. I'll show you the way, but you have to take us into town."
那我们的信徒就说，那我知道有一条小路，可是你也要带我们一起进城。
So the person agreed. So we all get on his car, and then we're able to detour, go through the village up and down, and then eventually get into town.
那这个人他也同意了，所以我们就可以坐他的车呢，还是回到城里。
So truly, I experienced the grace of God. There are many small testimonies, but really, we have the plan, but it was by God's grace that this holy work can be carried out smoothly.
那这整体来说，我们经历了很多很多的见证。那当然，我们虽然有计划，那也是因为神的带领，我们才有办法完成这些圣工。
So thank God that we can gather today here on the Sabbath day together to worship Him and to keep the Sabbath together.
所以感谢神，让我们有这个机会可以在这里聚集来敬拜他。
It is by God's grace and love that we can gather here together.
因为是只有他的恩典，还有他的慈爱，让我们才有办法在这里聚集。
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is choosing the seven.
那今天早上我想要用拣选七人来做互相的勉励。
This may sound very familiar to you.
这可能你也都知道这在讲什么。
Because recently we have read this passage.
因为最近我们也才刚读过这一段。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we have come into the book of Acts.
那在我们的读经的进度表来看的话，我们现在已经进入了《使徒行传》。
Let us take a look at the book of Acts, chapter 6.
我们现在翻开《使徒行传》六章。
The book of Acts, chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
From verse 1 to verse 7,
这第一节到第七节,
there is an event that's recorded, a challenge facing the apostolic church.
这里记载了一件当时使徒教会的发现挺挑战的一件事情。
Let's read this passage.
我们现在来读这个章节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
六章一节。
Now in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Verse 2, then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, it is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables.
二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
3, therefore, brethren, seek out among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
四节，但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。
Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Porcherus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
五节，大家都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人。又拣选腓力、伯罗哥罗、尼加挪、提门、巴米拿，并进犹太教的安提阿人尼哥拉。
Whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they lay hands on them.
六节，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
Then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests.Were obedient to the faith.
七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，有许多祭司信从了这道。
At that time, the church in Jerusalem was facing challenges.
那个时候，使徒教会遇到一个问题。
The challenges actually was both inward and outwardly.
这不只是在教会里面，在教会外也是有这个问题。
The outward challenges are some of the persecutions that they encountered.
他们遇到的挑战，教会外的挑战，就像是他们遇到的逼迫。
Even in chapter 5, we take a look at the previous passages. The Sanhedrin, they captured the disciples, they threatened them to not preach in Jesus' name, and even they were even beaten in verse 40 of chapter 5.
我们可以看到，在第五章里面，信徒都受到公会的逼迫，他们甚至把他们抓起来。
Even they were persecuted, but the disciples, they were not discouraged, and they insist.And continuing to preach the word of God as was given them.
虽然使徒受了逼迫，他们的心里并不惧怕，反而是继续持守他们的信仰。
So even under persecution, they did not stop preaching. They continued to preach. As a result, there are more and more people converting to the truth.
虽然他们受到逼迫，但是他们并没有停止传道，反而更热心的传道，所以越来越多人来信从这道。
So when we come to chapter 6,
我们看到第六章
you can see that in the church of God, the number of people increases.
六章这里讲到门徒信徒加增的甚多。
And that is a good thing.
那这是一个好事。
However, at the same time, when the number increases, it comes challenges.
但是当门徒加增甚多的时候，就有其他的问题会出现。
But particularly in verse 1, we can see what this challenge is.
尤其是在第一节，他要提到一个问题。
In the time when the number of the disciples were multiplying,
那这个时候他说门徒已经增多了。
There arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution.
那有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为天天的供给上忽略他们的寡妇。
Because of the number of the increase in the membership, there are some people, a minority, they were neglected.
那我们可以看到，因为门徒增加了很多，所以有一些少数族群被忽略了。
And this issue was raised by the Hellenists.
那这个问题是由说希腊话的犹太人提出来的。
So in the Chinese, it's very clear, in the English, the Hellenists, actually, they were Jewish people, but they were Greek-speaking Jews.
那这些人其实不是希腊人，他们是会讲希腊话的犹太人。
Just like if you think about today, there are Chinese descents, there are Chinese-speaking Chinese and English-speaking Chinese, that is grew up in the Western culture, for example.
就像现在我们这里有讲国语为主的的华人，也有讲英文为主的华人，因为他们在这里长大。
So they were all Chinese, the same blood.
虽然都是华裔。
Same heritage.
都是有同样的背景。
But the culture that we grew up in is different. So there is the Chinese culture, and then there is the Western culture, so to say.
但是因为他们是长大的地方不一样，所以他们说的话可能就不一样。
So in here, these even though they were Jewish people, but they speak different language.
那这里他就提到，虽然他们都是犹太人，可是这是讲不同语言的犹太人。
And speaking different language, there is a difficulty in communication.
因为讲了不同的语言，所以在沟通上就比较困
难。So that may contribute to the neglect that eventually happened at this time.
所以可能就因为这样子，他们就受到了忽略。
Also, we see some complaint was arose.
那这里就有人在抱怨这个事情。
What is your first reaction when you hear about complaints?
那我们听到有人抱怨的时候，我们第一个反应是什么？
Now, in the Bible, they record many.Complaints.
那在圣经里面记载很多人抱怨的事情。
But actually, there are good complaints, and there are some complaints that are actually good, and some complaints that are bad.
那在这里面记载的抱怨，有些是好的，有些是不好的。
Let's take a look at the example of a complaint that is not good.
我们现在看一个不好的例子。
Numbers chapter 14.
我们看民数记十四章。
Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
This is the Israelites complaining.
这是以色列人在抱怨。
After God has laid them out of Egypt.
那就是神带领他们出埃及之后。
They were complaining.
他们就发了怨言。
Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
Verse 2 to verse 4.
二到四节。
All the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in the wilderness, why has the Lord brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? So they say to one another, Let us select a leader and return to Egypt.
二到四节，以色列人众人向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：“巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们带领到这地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及岂不好吗？”众人彼此说：“我们不如立一个首领，回埃及去吧。”
So this is the complaint of the complaint of the Israelites to Moses and to Aaron.
这里记载了以色列人向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
Because they were faced with some difficulties.
因为他们遇到了挑战。
How do we know this is a bad complaint?
那我们怎么知道这是一个不好的抱怨
呢？ Because in chapter 14, verse 26 and 27.
因为我们可以看到在同一章26-27节这里。
This is what God said about these complaints.
因为神对这个怨言是这样子的回答。
The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me.
26-27节，耶和华对摩西、亚伦说。这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。
It looks like they were complaining about Moses. They were speaking their complaints to Aaron, but actually God said they are complaining against me.
虽然表面上以色列众人是在向摩西亚伦发怨言，其实他们是在向神发怨言。
This complaint was aroused from their lacking of faith towards God.
他们发怨言的原因主要就是因为他们的信心不够。
They are not trying to resolve an issue here.
他们并没有想要解决这个问题。
But they were unhappy about God.
他们只是对现在的处境对神不满意。
So this kind of complaint actually will lead to a bad consequence.
那这样子的怨言就会带到一个很不好的结果去。
However, there is another type of complaint.
当然还有另外一种怨言。
Which is the one that was found in Acts chapter 6.
就像是在使徒行传六章记载的这种。
The complaint arose because, as they have said, some of their widows, they were neglected.
有人抱怨因为他们的寡妇被人家忽略了。
This complaint was raised to reveal the issue that may have otherwise been hidden.
这个事情被提出来，因为这个问题必须要被解决。
Or the issue or the problem is being revealed so that it can be resolved.
因为他们提出了这个问题，大家才能重视它。
When there are multitude gathering,
当有一群人聚集在一起
It's difficult to pay attention to all the little issues that may be happening.
那很难去注意小事
It doesn't mean there are no issues.
这并不是说并没有任何的问题发生
But these issues are hidden.
只是这些问题没有浮现出来
But if we leave the issues and the problems hidden,
那如果我们就不管这样的问题
It's like a breach that is on the wall.
就好像墙上有一个细缝
And this breach, if left undealt with, it will become bigger and bigger and bigger. The hole will become bigger.
如果你不管这个小细缝的话，那它缝就会越来越大。
Also, this complaint actually is a good thing in this context.
所以他们在这里抱怨其实是个好事。
Because the purpose was to raise the issue or to reveal the problem that was hidden, that it can be dealt with and resolved, and the breach be patched up.
因为发愿的人的目标是把这个问题显现出来，那他们就可以面对这个问题，再解决这个问题。
Also, the root of this issue is because there are a lot of people. There is So to say, a multicultural of people, even people with different backgrounds speaking different languages.
那这个问题发生是因为人很多，而且都是有不同文化背景的。
Also, they needed that when the apostles when they identify the issue, they come to a conclusion.
那他们使徒看到这样的问题，他们就有一个他们有个结论。
Oh, they say, let us choose among you seven.To deal with these issues.
那使徒就想这个方法，他们要在他们中间选七个人来解决这个问题。
So that the structure and the organization can be more mature to adequately serve this many people that God has brought into the house of the Lord.
这样子就可以让教会的结构更成熟，这样才有办法更好的来服侍这些。
So these seven people, even though on the surface they looks like they were chosen to take care of the daily provisions.
虽然这七个人在表面上选出来是管理这些俗事的事实。
But it's more than this.
但其实不是这样。
They were actually chosen to take care of the issues that might arise in the church hindering the holy work.
那这七个人是选出来解决这教会发生的一些各种不同的问题。
Because there are definitely issues that will arise in the Church of God.
因为在神的教会里面会有不同的问题产生。
But now the question is there going to be people able and willing to take care of these issues? Taking care of these issues.
那当这些问题发生的时候，教会是不是有能力的人能来解决这样的问题？
If this issue can be taken care of,
如果这样的问题能被解决，
you can see that the church will continue to grow.
我们就会看到教会就可以继续发展。
As a result,
但这就是教会继续发展的一个结果。
Also, these seven people that they were supposed to elect among them.
那他们要在他们中间选七个人。
In particular, let's take a look at chapter 6 and verse 3.
我们现在看第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business.
六章三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Also, after they identify some issues and the problems in the Church of God,
当他们发现教会中有产生这样的问题
，now they are going to find people to resolve these issues, to fix these issues, to solve these issues.
那他们打算要拣选这些人出来解决这些问题。
But not just anyone can start working on these issues.
但不是随便哪个人都可以。
Because without these three important characteristics,
因为如果没有这三个好的特点，
people can see the issues in church.
人都可以在教会看问题。
But without these three important characteristics,
但是如果没有这三个好的特质，
a person try to resolve the issue,
那这个要解决问题的人，
sometimes it may make the issue even bigger than it has been already.
可能他在接触这个问题的时候，反而让问题变得更严重了。
So in order to resolve the issues,
所以如果要解决问题，
they must carefully find the people with these three distinct and important characteristics in order that the issue can be resolved properly.
那他们就要在中间选出三种好的特质的这个人才有办法。
Okay, so what are the three characteristics?
那是哪三种特质呢？
Which you read already. Good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit, and the third one is wisdom.
那我们这已经读过了，有好名声、圣灵充满以及智慧充足。
So the first one is good reputation.
那第一点就是要有好名声。
What is good reputation?
那好名声是什么呢？
Let us talk about what is not part of this good reputation.
那我们先讲什么是不包括在好名声里面的。
This good reputation does not include a person's success in the society.
那这个好名声指的不是一个人在社会上很成功。
Oh, some people in the society, they may have a lot of achievements and taking care of important roles in the society and have a high status.
那有些人在这个社会上有了很多重大的成就，他们是非常成功的人。
Oh, but this when the apostle said pick people or choose people with great reputation, they are not talking about this person's reputation in the society.
那当使徒说要选有好名声的人，并不是指他们在社会上有好名声。
But this good reputation is talking about being good example in care in living a godly life.
那这好名声指的是过一个虔诚的生活。
Now let's take a look at 1 Timothy.
我们现在看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书四章。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
提摩太前书四章十二节。
Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity.
十二节，不要叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
So let's jump to verse 16.
那我们看十六节。
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
十六节，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Paul encouraged Timothy to be good example to the members.
这里保罗勉励提摩太要成为信徒的榜样。
In conduct, in love, spirit, faith, and purity, in words.
在言语、行为、爱心、信心和清洁。
Because if he were to do this, then the members will be willing to listen to him, to follow him. So not only would he be helping himself to salvation, but also helping those who follow or listen to him.
因为如果他能做到这些点的话，那在信徒看到他的榜样，就会学习他。他不止这样可以帮助他自己，也可以帮助那些愿意听他的人。
So when the apostle is looking for someone with great reputation to resolve the issues in the church,
所以当使徒要找有好名声的人来解决教会的问题。
They are looking for someone who is already living an exemplary life.Of the word of God.
他们要找一个已经有办法做信徒榜样的人。
So these people can be used to serve to resolve the issue.
那这些人就可以来服侍来解决这些问题。
Why is this a requirement? Why is it important to have someone that is with good reputation?
那为什么要找一个有好名声的人呢？
Why is it important to have someone that is being an example?Living an exemplary life.
为什么要找一个有办法做信徒榜样的人呢？
Because we have read already. Because then people will listen to these people.
我们刚才已经读过，因为这样这些人就会，其他人就会听他们。
Well, let's take a look at John chapter 4.
我们现在看约翰福音四章。
Sorry, John chapter 10.
不好意思，约翰福音十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章。
It's the talking about Lord Jesus.
这也是提到主耶稣。
Being the shepherd.
他是一个牧人。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
十章四节。
When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
四节，既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。
Lord Jesus is a good shepherd.
那主耶稣是个好牧人。
And one quality of the good shepherd is he, the good shepherd, go before the sheep.
那身为一个好牧人，就要走在羊的前面。
It's to say the good shepherd live an exemplary life for the sheep to follow.
那这个好牧人就会做一个很好的榜样，那羊就可以跟从他。
As the Lord Jesus Christ live an exemplary life for his disciples to follow.
就像主耶稣，他立了一个很好的榜样，让信徒来跟从。
The shepherd is in the front, and then the sheep was willing to follow at the behind because the shepherd has good example.
那牧人走在前面，羊在后面跟着他。那牧人他也是做了一个很好的榜样。
Yeah, the sheep is willing to follow because the shepherd has good example.
那羊愿意跟着他，因为牧人有好的榜样。
Which is in the same manner, the members They are willing to follow and listen to those who are leading because the person who is leading has a good reputation or good example before them.
那同样的信徒愿意跟从那些, 有好名声, 有好榜样的人。
So when we talk about issues in the church,
那当我们提到教会里面的问题,
or we talk about holy work that needs to happen in the church,
我们提到教会应该要做的圣工,
it cannot be something that is done by one person or two persons.
这不是一个人两个人就可以做的。
It requires all the members or a lot of people to come together to work together.
这需要很多人同心同意来做这个工。
So that is why the board member who is leading the work must have good reputation or good example.
那就是为什么教会的副政需要有好名声，愿意做这好榜样。
Maybe the board member is, oh, not to say board member, maybe the person who is doing the work is very capable.
那可能做带领圣工的人是非常有能力的人。
But if he does not live a life by example,
可是如果他不想做一个, 好的榜样,
then he is not able to motivate people to work together with him.
那他就没有办法, 激励别人来一起做这个圣工。
And if he is doing this everything by himself,
如果他什么事都自己来做,
then the church of God cannot grow properly.
那神的教会就没有办法成长。
So the holy work must be done by members in one accordance.
那这要做圣工就要大家同心来做。
If everyone, all the members must see their own responsibilities in taking part of the holy work.
那每个信徒都要在圣工上看到自己能奉献的部分。
So that's why it is important for the one who is leading to live an exemplary life. Also, when they encourage people, and they don't, when they lead by example, naturally the members will follow.
那就是为什么在教会做带领工作的人必须要有一个好的榜样，大家他们在 带领的时候，人家就愿意听他的。And
so, for example, in the church work today,
那举例来说，像今天的教会，
I think it would be very good if we can encourage ourselves to participate and to observe in many of the holy work that is available.
像我们就可以在这顾。 专注个，我们可以看一下有没有什么圣工是需要我们付出的。
For example,
举例来说，
tomorrow is an important date.
明天是个很重要的日子。
For cleaning,
要打扫。
And it is important.
那这非常重要。
Because we come to church every Sabbath.
因为我们每个星期六都会来到教会。
This chapel is really blessed by the Lord for us.
那这我们, 受到很大的恩典神给我们这个教会。
Maybe some of the members, they grew up in this church, so they take this building, this environment for granted.
那有些人可能是因为他从小就在这个教会长大, 他就觉得这没有什么特殊的。
Last Sabbath,
上个星期日,
I was in the pioneering area.
上安息日, 我是在这开拓区,
where we were gathering,
那我们聚集的地方,
it's pretty much just bricks and put together. And then there is like iron sheets on top.
那就是一个砖头堆起来的一面墙上面盖一个铁片。
And in fact, every year it's a great challenge.
那每年都是一个挑战。
Because when the rainy season comes, their wall was not made by concrete. It was just some sand putting the brick together. The sand can, the wall can fall down.
那每年在雨季的时候都很麻烦，因为他们的 墙不是用水泥做的，只是用砖块跟沙子叠起来，那里面的沙就可能会 慢慢掉。
In fact, previously they only have the straw roof.
那甚至在以前呢，前几年他们就是只有用 草搭起来的。
Because of the heavy rain, the straw roof collapsed, so eventually, they were able to have this iron sheets.
那以前他们的屋顶就是用这个草 堆起来的, 结果因为下了大雨, 他们后来只好用铁片。
But even when we were there, we can see the building is not in a very good condition. There were big cracks on the wall.
但是我们去的时候也可以看到这个建筑物的状况不是很好, 那墙上都有很多的洞。
But they are very happy in worshiping.
他们服侍的时候都很喜乐。
The windows, they have no window, it's just holes on the wall.
其实他们也没有窗户, 就是墙上的洞就是窗户了。
So when the wind blows, a lot of times the sand will get into the chapel.
那所以当风吹过来的时候, 那个墙里的沙也都会吹到建筑里面。
But on Sabbath, when we go to the chapel,
但是在安息的时候,
when we go to the place of gathering,
我们到这个地方,
we find it very clean.
我们发现非常干净。
Because early in the morning,
因为在很早的时候, 早上,
the members have collected the water. Now there is no running water. They have to go afar to collect the water from the well, and then they carry to chapel, wash the floor, sweep the floor. So it's very clean.
他们那个地方是没有自来水的, 所以如果要用水的话, 就要, 到河边把水打回来。 那有些人很早就到教会, 打了水, 把地板刷一刷, 把地板扫干净, 所以是非常干净的。
Also today we have a building like this is indeed a blessing of God.
那今天我们可以在这样的一个建筑里面聚会，真的是神的恩典。
So we should treasure this church that the building that has been given us.
那我们应该好好珍惜这样的一个教会。
And taking good care of it.
好好的照顾这个
教会。So when the church arranged for time for cleaning.
那当教会有安排一个大扫除的
日子 And then we do our best to participate.
我们就做啊，我们最好的来帮助教会。
Okay, let's continue.
那我们继续。
Come back to Acts chapter 6, verse 3.
再看回来，使徒行传六章，三节。
Oh, the second criteria is to be full of the Holy Spirit.
那第三个良好，第二个良好的特质就是被圣灵充满。
Full of the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
The four of Holy Spirit, we'll take a look at the four qualities.
那说到圣灵充满，这还有另外的四种特质。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2.
我们现在看使徒行传二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
二章四节。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
四节他们就都被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Also, the first quality of being filled by the Holy Spirit is to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵充满第一个特点就是有办法用圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
就 receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
当你得到圣灵之后就有这个能力。
圣灵的恩赐。And it's evident by speaking in tongue.
那你可以看到这个圣灵恩赐就是说灵言。
Also, this is a gift or the promise that we can ask for in True Jesus Church.
那这个是神所应许的，在教会里面，我们就可以求神给我们这个。
So, in order to serve God,
那如果要服侍神
，we must pray for God's abidance with us.
我们要求神跟我们同在。
So that when we work,
那我们在做工的时候
，it will not be according to our own will.
我们就不会靠着我们的意思来做工
，but according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
而是靠着圣灵的带领来做工。
Also, when a person has the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
当人有人有圣灵的同在
one of the phenomenon is when he prays, when you have the Holy Spirit, he'll pray in tongue.
那当然最主要的点就是一个人得到圣灵，他祷告的时候就是用灵言。
But not only that,
但是也不止这样。
Having the fullness of Holy Spirit is not just when you pray, you can pray in tongue.
那圣灵充满指的不是你祷告的时候就不只是祷告的时候讲灵言。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
我们现在看使徒行传四章。
Acts chapter 4, verse 8.
四章八节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 8.
使徒行传四章八节。
Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and the elders of Israel."
那时彼得被圣灵充满，对他们说：“治民的官长、官府和长老啊。”
Let us jump to verse 12.
那看十二节。
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
And jump to verse 31.
然后看三十一节。
And when they had prayed, the place was where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
三十一节，祷告完了，聚会地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Also, here we can see the apostles.Being filled by the Holy Spirit, they were very courageous to preach about Lord Jesus Christ.
对，我们可以看到使徒他们被圣灵充满就可以放胆讲论神的道。
And they will speak the word of God with boldness, even though there are some persecution and obstacle in front of them.
就算他们被逼迫，他们还是有那个勇气可以传神的道理。
And this courage is not based on their human flesh, but given to them by the Holy Spirit.
那这个勇气不是人的愚勇，而是从圣灵来的属神的勇气。
So that is the second quality.
这是第二个的特质。
Let's take a look at the third one in chapter 7 of the apostles.
那我们来看第三个特质。
In the book of Acts.
在使徒行传七章。
Chapter 7, verse 55.
七章五十五节。
7, verse 55.
七章五十五节。
But he, who is Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
五十五节，但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Okay, so.When Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit,
当斯提凡被圣灵充满的
时候, he gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God.
他定睛望天就看见了神的荣耀。
So when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit,
当一个人被圣灵充满的时候,
he will see the heavenly things.
他就会看到属神的事情。
He, when he look at the thing, and then look at the issue, he look at a problem.
当他看到一个问题。
He will not be fascinated by the problems in the world.
他不会专注看这些属世的层面。
But he can see the will of God.
而是可以看到神的意思。
He can see the glory of God.
可以看到神的荣耀。
And he can see, the things above.
他可以看到超越这些属世层
面的事情。 Which is a very important characteristic of a person trying to resolve the issue that is in the church.
那当一个人想要解决教会产生的问题，这是一个非常重要的特质。
Oh, because the problem in the church, a lot of times it's a, if you only see the problem, then it's a worldly problem, you are enclosed in the problem, that cannot be a good thing.
因为当教会发生问题的时候，如果你一直觉得这只是一些世俗的问题的话，那你可能没有办法好，
你陷在其中。
你陷在这其中就没有办法好好解决。
Sometimes this person, this person who want to resolve this issue, since it happened in the church of God, you must look to the solution, and the solution is none other than Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那你当教会产生一个问题，你想解决这个问题，因为是教会产生的问题，那你就要用神的方法来解决，在神那里找到方法。
You have to look to Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果找到解决办法，你就要求神带领。
The people of the world, that's the way how they solve the problem is they continue to look at the problem and continue to think.
那世界上的人，他们遇到一个问题，他们就会分析这个问题来想办法来解决。
Just keep on looking at the problem until one day they come up with a solution.
就继续分析，总有一天你就会分析出一个方法来解决。
But to resolve the issue in the church,
但是要解决教会里的问题，
we look to Lord Jesus Christ.
你就得先求神。
Of course, we understand what the issue is.
当然。我们知道问题的。
But we look to Lord Jesus Christ for a solution.
但是我们发现了问题，我们就要求神带领来。
Such is a person filled by the Holy Spirit.
解决的方法，然后这受圣灵充满的人就可以找到这个方法。
So in contrast,
那
反相对的。If a person is not filled by the Holy Spirit,
那相反的，如果一个人不被圣灵充满
，But then he is living a life of a timid life. Timid 就是害怕的、胆小的。
那如果 他就过着一种比较小心翼翼的生活。
Okay, and you only look at the issues in the world.
那他 就只看一些属世层面世上的东西。
And live according to flesh.
然后就过一种属世的人生。
Not according to the Spirit of God.
他不是过一个让圣灵带领的人生。
So in order to resolve the issues in church.
那这个人如果要解决教会的问题。
We must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
是没有办法。那如果要解决就要必须被圣灵充满。
How can we be filled by the Holy Spirit?
那我们要怎么被圣灵充满？
Pray.
就要祷告。
Pray for the Holy Spirit if we have not received the Holy Spirit.
如果我们还没有求到圣灵就要求圣灵。
After we receive the Holy Spirit.
那等到我们求到了圣灵。
Pray in the Spirit.
那就在用圣灵祷告。
Pray always without ceasing.
也恒切的祷告。
And not only spend much time in prayer,
不只要花时间来祷告。
But also the quality of our prayer.
而且我们要高品
质的祷告。Put your heart into the prayer.
我们要用心的祷告。
In order in the Spirit that we may be filled by the Spirit and be guided by the Spirit in whatever we do.
那这样子我们不管做什么事都可以有圣灵的带领。
And then the third quality is to be filled by, to have wisdom.
那接下来就是要智慧充足。
When we think about wisdom, what do we think about?
那我们讲到智慧，我们想到的是什么？
A lot of times, we even quote a verse.
有时候我们通常都会引这个经节。
In Exodus chapter 31.
创世纪三
Exodus
出埃及记三十一章
Exodus 31.
出埃及记三十一章
Verse 3.
三节。
And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship.
三节，我以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工。
Now the important task was being given them is to build the tabernacle of the Lord.
那这个时候他们要做的事情就是要建这个会幕。
And in order to do this work,
那要做这个工。
God has filled someone with his Spirit, and to give him wisdom.
那神也以灵充满了这个人，让他有智慧。
So he knows how to have the knowledge and have the workmanship to do the work, to do the task well.
那他这个人就有这个知识，有这个手艺，可以好好的把这个工做好。
Also, when we think about wisdom, we are thinking about the person, sometimes we're thinking about the person'sTalent that was given him.
我们有时候提到智慧，想到的是一个人的才能。
He is able to see a problem, and he is able to come up with solutions how to deal with this problem.
那一个人有才能，就像是他看到一个问题，他就可以想出一个解决的方法。
Oh, yes, this is wisdom.
这个也是有智，这是有智慧，没错。
Oh, but this is only part of the wisdom.
但这只是一个层面。
In fact, this is the less important part of the wisdom that is needed to deal with issues in the church.
事实上，这是在教会里面呢，这个层面的这个智慧是教会解决教会问题里面最重要的。
The more important wisdom, or the more important part of the wisdom,
那更重要的是
It's found in James.
是在雅各书里面。
The book of James, chapter 3.
雅各书三章。
The book of James, chapter 3.
雅各书三章。
From 13 to... I just read verse... Let's read verse 17.
雅各书三章十七节。
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to ill, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
七节唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Also, the wisdom that is from above, which is from God, which is essential to deal with any issue in the church, it must first be pure.
必须要清洁。
That means the motive is clear, the conscience is clear before God.
那代表你做事情的动机是非常清洁。
Peaceable, gentle, willing to yield.
然后和平、温良、柔顺。
This is talking about how you interact with each other.
这是讲到说你跟其他的信徒如何相处。
A lot of the issues in the church, they are actually to deal with. If actually all the issues that can happen is to deal with other people.
那在教会里面很多问题的发生是因为信徒之间相处的不是太好。
You're dealing with the people. You're dealing with the issue, but actually this issue is with some person.
这个问题基本上也是由人发生的。
But how can you help this person?
那怎么帮助这个人?
How can you resolve this issue?
怎么样解决这样的问题呢?
Not only do you need to see what this person must do,
不止你要看出这个人要做什么样的改变,
but you need to have the quality in order to encourage this person, to move this person.Through gentleness, through peaceable means, ways.
你要劝勉他的时候，你就要有和平、温良、柔顺这样的特质。
In order to change this person,
如果你想要改变这个人
，a lot of time is not my so much scolding or yelling and to push for things to happen in the church.
对这个人，很严厉的讲话可能是没有用的。
Or if you want to promote something in the church, it's not so much by speaking loudly.
或是你想要教会做什么事的话，并不是讲的大声就可以。
But actually, with proper wisdom from above,
而是需要有从上头来的智慧。
This person is gentle, is full of mercy, is very peaceable.
那这个人他很柔顺，还有蛮有怜悯。
Without partiality, without hypocrisy.
他善结善果，没有偏见，也没有假冒。
Also, when a person like this.Is dealing with issues in the church.
那当这样的一个人要面对教会的产生的问题，
you can see how he will be able to patch up the issues, patch up the holes, patch up the breach very well.
你可以看到这样的人，他在解决教会问题的话，他补缺口是非常的有效率的。
If a person does not have this kind of wisdom,
那如果一个人没有这样的智慧，
perhaps he know how to he know about many things.
他虽然懂很多。
He can see, oh, this, but you just need to do this, you just need to do this.
他看到这个问题，他说啊，你这个人就做，你就做这个，那你呢，就做这个部分。
But the more that he engages in,
但是如果他越深入来要解决这个问题，
you realize actually the breach become bigger, more and more problems start even coming out.
你发现这个问题竟然越来越大，越来越难解决。
Oh, that's because he doesn't have this kind of peaceable wisdom.
那就是因为这个人他并没有这么柔顺的，没有偏见的智慧。
So as the church continue to grow,
那在教会继续成长的时候，
definitely there will be issues that needs that will surface.
那当然我们教会会产生一些问题。
But let us not be afraid of these issues, also to say complaint that may arise.
那我们就不要害怕遇到这些问题，或是听到有人的抱怨。
But let's pray for church.
我们要为教会祷告。
Let us pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们呢，在用圣灵来祷告。
That God may prepare His workers.
那求神来预备他的
工人。Of good reputation,
有好名声。
Full with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满。
And full of wisdom,
而且智慧充足。
And let us strive to be the people able and qualified to serve God.
那我们自己也要立意，要像这样子的人来为神做工。
This kind of people is like a problem solver.
这些人就是专门解决问题的人。
The more problem solver that we have in the church,
那我们教会有越多这样的人。
Then the better the church will be strengthened.
那教会就能更有能力。
May the Lord bless you.
求神愿神祝福大家。唱诗。
287
首。
Jesus, gladly went through to the temple, and to his servants, people rise to follow, gladly we will give him all our all. They work for Jesus, joyfully will go, joyfully will go.Spread the gospel, gladly telling of his loving ways. On the cross he gave his life to save us, saving sinners, oh what wondrous grace. Labor for Jesus, joyfully we'll go, joyfully